Good morning. Welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. We're so blessed that you've decided to join us here today to worship our risen and living Lord Jesus Christ. Before we get started, just a couple of announcements. So if you'll take a look at your back of your bulletin. We have the Creation Museum field trip coming up. Everybody, be sure to, if you're interested in going to see this, we've talked a lot about it in the recent past, to contact Julie. She's over here. Raise your hand, Julie. So gather up a little group of people from church here, and we'll go out and see our Bible in real form. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? See the Ark. So, also, we are looking for volunteers for our Vacation Bible School. So if you feel led to be a part of that wonderful ministry, we'd like to let you know there are sign-up sheets out in the fellowship hall. Also, we do have meetings on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. So if you're interested in becoming a part of this vital ministry, be sure to sign up or let us know. If you'll now please center your hearts and minds as we begin our worship, if you'll join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, you who calls us to prayer, who lends your heart and your face to all who seeks it, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us here today. Deliver us from a wandering mind, a coldness heart, or a wrongful desire. Place deep within us, Father, a steadfast love and devotion, that we may worship you here, Father, with all of our heart and our being. And above all, may everything we do here be pleasing and acceptable to you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. As we stand and get ready to praise our Lord, let's turn to our neighbor and say, I am so glad you're here today.
I am so glad you're here today. I am so glad you're here today. Me too.
What can I give to you? What can I offer to a king for all the love you've shown? For all your mercy over me, I called your name. You heard my cry out of the grave and into life. My heart is yours, my soul is free. Thank you, God, for saving me. Into life, my heart is yours.
We have so much to thank our Lord for, just so much, as we gather together as one group and as we go out and we're leaders into this world. Let us remember that what God has done for us and through us, that we can be servants into this world because we have so much to thank Him for.
When I look around and see blessings He freely gives, I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to thank Him for. I've got so much to thank Him for, and so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me. Done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Sometimes while on this way, I'll kneel to stop and say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. One day I'll reach sweet heaven shore. Oh, please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for. I've got so much to thank Him for, and so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Let's sing it again for our Lord. I've got so much to thank Him for, and so much to praise Him for. You see, He's been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. I've got so much to thank Him for.
As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we do have so much to thank You for, Lord. Allow us to remember that. Father, You've done so much in us. We are changed from who we used to be. Lord, allow us to remember that. We are a light into this world. Allow us to be servants, Father, when that opportunity arises. You never know when it's going to be, but allow us to be that individual that is shining that light and steps out for You, Lord. Father, because we do thank You for everything You've done and where You brought us from, Lord. Father, we ask a special blessing over this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For all that You've done, I will thank You. For all that You're going to do. For all that You've promised and all that You are, is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank You. And I thank You. Thank You, Lord. And I thank You. Thank You, Lord. How I thank You, Lord. Thank thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your love just for me. Oh, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. I will thank you for all that you're going to do, for all that you promised, and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord, how I thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your love just for me. How I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you.
As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, honestly, Father, we thank you for what a wonderful day, Father. What a wonderful Mother's Day, Father, and all the mothers that have given us so much. And Father, those that weren't mothers or couldn't be mothers, Father, they still are a light unto others, Lord, Father. And those that still are not mothers, Father, give them that future that you would like them to have, Lord. But Father, overall, what a wonderful blessing they are to all of us, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done in our lives. We thank you for our future being bright. We thank you for the courage you've given us, Father, and allow us to find that courage when it comes time to step out for you, Lord, and allow us to remember to thank you for everything you've done for us. In all things, we give you praise. We ask a blessing over the service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, Trinity. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Michael always tries to top me. I have to tell you a little story before I start. But our mom, every year, Mike always has to get the biggest and the best present ever for our mom. Yeah, look at the flowers, everybody. And he don't just give them to her. He gives it to her in front of everybody. Yeah, look at the claps, Mike. But I have to tell you, I think it was last year, I thought, oh, I finally got Mom the best present ever. And I just picked her out this most beautiful card. And sure enough, here comes Mike with flowers and the biggest card you ever see in your life. So this morning, of course, Mike brings the bouquet in, and I think, oh no, I forgot her card at home. So yeah, just happy Mother's Day. There was a couple announcements. I think most of you got an invitation with your bulletin. And this is Chris's graduating. Stand up, Chris. Yay! So this is the invitation for his party. And youth tonight is canceled. It's his Mother's Day. So, all right, the reading this morning is on page 929 in the Pew Bibles. It's Psalms 2, 92 through 12. So it's 929. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, return, O children of man. For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set your iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all the days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may have a heart of wisdom. Okay. The children are now dismissed for children's church. And the ushers may come forward for the offering.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. And I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, oh, do remember me. Dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me, way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. And I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too, way beyond the blue. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, oh, do remember me. Dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me, way beyond the blue. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. And I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, oh, do remember me. Dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me, way beyond the blue. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, oh, do remember me. Dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me, way beyond the blue. Way beyond the blue. Way beyond the blue.
Thank you, kind, eternal, heavenly Father, for all the many blessings that you so graciously grant unto us each and every day. And as part of those blessings, Father, we've placed on your altar this morning our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, asking your blessing upon them. Bless them and multiply them into your service, both here in Gibbsburg and throughout the world. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Technology is great till it stops working. My printer failed this morning, so I have to bring a laptop to the pulpit. Forgive me. I'd like to take you all on a little memory journey here. I want you to think back to your childhood. I'd like to think of that favorite teacher that you used to have. When I was a young boy, I was so blessed that I had this teacher named Gene. Now, Gene was a music instructor, and he had this way of taking the most complex lessons, and he made them seem so simple. He truly would captivate me with the way that he presented it to me, and he really inspired me. He got me so inspired that I would get excited about it, and I would want to run home and take these lessons and put them into practice and see what I could do with them. My mom used to say, she could tell how inspired I was by how many hours I spent in my room after my lesson. So excitement is very important when we get our lessons. God wants to be that teacher for us. From the very words of Jesus, he says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am." As we read just a moment ago in Psalm 90, we heard the heart of Moses. Listen to the heart of Moses, a man that God called friend. This needs to be our heart, just as it was Moses' heart. And we'll see this in his prayer. So he tells us, so teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, if we break this down, we'll take a look here that our goal in this verse, a very powerful verse at the end of a very long and beautiful prayer. You see, Moses was known as the great intercessor. He had a heart of prayer and he understood what it meant to be connected with God in order to know the purpose of God in his plan and his will. So we see here that he tells us that we need to know, first of all, that when we apply our hearts unto wisdom, wisdom is simply knowledge in action. I want to repeat that. Wisdom is knowledge in action. So we know that we have to take what God teaches us and put it into action. And we also see that our days are very limited and that the time is so important and so short. The time is urgent. It's now. There's no waiting. God wants us to seek him daily, moment by moment. He wants us to a meekness and a humility, and we lower ourselves in a position of reverence to God in order to learn. That we make ourselves low in the presence of others, that we hunger for his truth, and that we are excited to serve. Let's take a look. Now, our time that we have to serve here, numbering our day, very, very limited. I have a very dear friend named June. Now, June was a customer of mine that I used to service for my company. And I serviced her for many years, and she knew my calling, and she was a very encouraging person. You see, she was a retired reverend, a pastor. And she was very good at exciting you and, you know, praying and keeping you pointed in the direction of God. And she knew my calling, and she was a very encouraging person. Well, I hadn't seen her for a very long time when I changed positions with my company. And finally, when I was back to see her after about a year of her absence, she had a very powerful witnessing story to tell me. You see, June had died. We heard that. We know that we should not fear death because we know that to be absent from our body is to be present with the Lord. And that's exactly the story that she had to tell me. You see, June had a near-death experience. She was standing before our Lord in heaven. She said, "All I can remember is how bright everything was, Ray." She said, "It was so brilliant. I looked around and I was looking for the S-U-N, but I couldn't find it. All I could see was the S-O-N, the sun, and the light and the brilliance from him was so incredible," she said. And she said she could remember the grass underneath her feet. She couldn't feel the ground there, but the grass was so thick and it came up through her toes. And she was so excited to be there with her Lord. But he had a message for her that she didn't expect. You see, June was 94 years old when she died. And in the hospital, they had actually tagged her to be taken to the morgue before she came back. Now, God told her, he said, June, I still need you. She says, but Papa, she calls him Papa. That's so beautiful. Papa, what can I do for you, Lord? I'm 94 years old. What is it that I could possibly do for you? He said, I need you to go back and tell my children that I love them. And she said, but Papa, how will I know who your children are? And she said, he laughed with that real deep godly laugh, and he says, tell them all. You see, God's message was very important. He says, tell them all and let them know that the time is very short. A very basic message. Love each other. Go tell them that I love you, and just to love me with all of your heart. Now, we are all called by God through our baptism, through our discipleship with him, to preach the word, to tell everybody that we meet, and we should be excited about that. Our calling is a call into action. It's a commission to go. It's so important that we understand that our days here are so limited that we don't want to be standing in front of our Father to make an account for our time here on earth and to have one of our brothers and sisters be lost on the wayside. You see, God knows that through each and every one of you, in your very days when you go, that you will cross others in darkness. And your very presence, the heart of God with you, his presence with you, the love that you will share, it is so important to let everybody know that this time is so short. Now, we know that our calling is a call into action. Several ways that we can become ministers in action. Of course, the first way we all know, prayer. Pray, 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 pray. Prayer is such a powerful means of God's grace. Prayer unites us with the purpose of God. So you may say to yourself, well, I really lack the ability to go out and to be active and to share in the community, but that's okay. God can still use you through prayer. Prayer is a way that we can build each other up and ensure that God's plan, his purpose, is united with us. Several ways that we can pray to help our brothers and sisters are an intercessory prayer, just as we saw Moses, the great intercessor. There are those out there that may not have had the opportunity to know the love that is Jesus. There are people out there never stepped into a church in their entire life. There are people out there, our brothers and sisters, we don't want the devil to have one of those. They are reaching their way. That commission for you to go out there, to be with them, to minister to them, you will know God's will in his heart as you go out. Just to feel and be receptive to him in prayer, he will lead you. Now, of course, prayer can also be used to help for those who are lost. Pray for their conversion. Pray that our Lord will touch their heart, that he'll reveal his will and his glory to them. You can also pray for the sanctification of those in our family so that in their emotions, as they're justified by God, by bringing the glory to him, they will be sanctified. And we do have lots of brothers and sisters that are in the ministry. Of course, for their prosperity, our minister's prosperity in the work of the Lord, likewise, is a very important prayer. Other than prayer, of course, we have many ministries here within our church that we can become active in. We are currently you know, doing the Vacation Bible School coming up here very soon, and as we've seen in the bulletin, we are in need of helpers. And there are many of you that have gifts that can be used there, whether you know that you have them or not. God has given you these talents, and I encourage you to come to a meeting on Wednesday night and find out how it is that you can tie into the family. As to sign up in the or come to the meetings on Wednesday night so that you can find out what's going on there. And don't forget, the sign-up sheets are out in the fellowship hall, so please, please be sure, to, if your heart is called there, to do so. Another way you can help our family is through Trinity Care. Trinity Care is a vital way for God to reach our family here and the family in the community. We have many ministries within that that helps out many people in need. And if you're not sure, again, how you can tie into that, see Tina Shields, and she'll be able to help tie into that ministry as well. I'd like to thank you all for being here today, for hearing the calling of God, for knowing your purpose in here. I encourage you that just in your presence here, that God is blessed. You can go forward with others. So, you don't have to go to a class to be prepared. You don't have to go to are God's children, and as you are to be. If you will please pray with me now. Gracious God, thank you for the calling that you have on each and every one of us here. We thank you that you call us here by name. Father, we ask that you reveal your purpose, that you reveal your will for each and every one of us. Father, we have a desire to serve you. We love you so, and we seek to find out how and where you can use us in your kingdom. Father, as we come to you, we ask that as we go, we humbly and meekly seek those that you would have cross our path, that they will know your love through us, that they will experience your glory while we are there speaking of you. And Father, I ask you to embolden each and every one of us to be a prayer warrior, that in the quiet of our very home, wherever we are, we can continually seek you to build up your kingdom. And we thank you for that privilege, Lord. Above all, Father, as we go out, may we bring glory to you. May all of those around us know your love through us. And we ask that, when possible, we share your gospel with all of those that we meet. And if it is not in words, Father, that it is in deed. We love you, Lord. And we pray this to you in the precious and heavenly name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
As we go into this last song, if you heard the words from Ray, there are times where you just have to be ready to step out. There's times we know that there's a God. There's 10,000 reasons like this last song we're going to do that we know there's a God. So believe and trust in him and know that when he calls you to do something, that you're meant to do it. If anybody needs anything from the Lord, please know these altars are open.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul. worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I'll keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and the time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Yes, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Yes, I'll worship your holy name. Oh, I'll worship your holy name. Yes, I'll worship your holy name.
And now as you go out to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the community, as you share the love of the Lord with all that you meet, may he bless you, may he keep you, may he shine his countenance upon you and bring you peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, go in peace. Amen.